Welcome to the Family Life Podcast Network. I'm Brian Goins, host of Married with Benefits, where we want to help you love the one you're with and discover the real benefits of saying I do. This week with Shante, I've got a question for her. Every now and then I walk in and my wife is watching one of those Hallmark movies, and I got this thought in the back of my head. Does she really expect me to act like those guys that she's watching on the screen? I mean, come on, really? That's an intense question.
For some women, it really is.
And what saddens me is, like, every time I call my mom, I think she's watching. I always interrupt a Hallmark movie. So
great.
I don't know if I want her to listen to this.
I know.
I'm going to take away all of her viewing pleasures.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, there's nothing wrong with Hallmark movies. Mm-hmm. I will say I am an action movie kind of girl. I'm
really?
A chick flick kind of girl. Yeah, I know. I, my daughter really wanted to watch Pride and Prejudice with me last winter. Like, you know, can we just curl up on the couch and watch Pride and Prejudice? And I'm like, there just aren't enough car chases and explosions. Like, they're just, like,
I want exploding carriages, know, two drawn horse and buggy explosions. Just one of them.
Can we like have a meet in the middle?
Right.
But in all seriousness, my daughter does love those kinds of movies. She
okay.
loves the Hallmark movies. She mm-hmm. loves the sappy romance, the chick flicks. And so she has asked over this last, you know, period of time as she was getting ready to leave for college, which I'm still sort of blocking out.
Right.
Of
my, why did you bring that up?
Yeah,
I was happy until
sorry.
You brought that
yes,
up.
Yes, I know, you too. But as she was getting ready to leave, she basically said, it would mean a lot to me if we could just, over the course of the year, if we could just watch some of these movies together because, you know, it gives us some mom-daughter mm-hmm. time and it mattered to her. So I ended up watching probably about 10 of those movies
10.
With her.
Mm-hmm. That's a commitment.
And, it was over the course of 6, 8, 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I will admit... Okay, ladies, I will admit that I actually liked a lot of them. And I actually, you know, enjoyed them. And I will even admit that I actually watched a couple of them over again with her because she wanted to watch them over again.
All right. What was your favorite one of those 10?
Oh, man.
Am I putting you on the spot?
You are kind of putting me on the spot. There was one recently that she had me watch, one of the more recent ones, To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Okay.
It's one of these, you know, sort of sappy romance.
CJ3 is saying yes, he saw it. Did you see this, CJ3?
Yeah, me and Emily watched it.
And is it good?
I mean, like Shanti's describing, it's, you know, cute, sappy, fun.
Okay.
And
yeah.
it's cute.
All right.
Another one that made the rounds a year or two ago was The Christmas Prince.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry, Brian. It's like,
yes,
what?
I saw, like,
you
I've
saw
seen that.
That
on TV, and I ran through the room as quick as I could.
Yes, because you're like, no, I don't want to get caught.
Right.
But in all seriousness, one of the reasons that I ended up actually liking them mm-hmm. is the same reason my daughter likes them, which is that it tugs on your heart as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that therein is the genesis of our conversation today, which is that you start longing for that in your marriage and you start getting dissatisfied with this wonderful husband and this normal life that you have because it doesn't look like that. And so as women, you know, we have to sort of ask ourselves, why is that? Like, what is going on?
Yeah,
in our
what's
hearts?
What's you know, we've talked in the past about what's going on in the male brain. So
yes.
What's going on in the female brain to say, I'm glad there's a whole channel devoted to these movies.
Yes, exactly. Well, here's really, ladies, here's in all seriousness, and I'm going to say something that's probably kind of sensitive here at this point, but I think we have to go there.
Okay.
Which is that, you know what porn does for a man is it tugs on something in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we as women don't realize that. Porn tugs on this feeling of being desired.
Mm-hmm.
And all those movies, all of those pictures, they all have that message of, you know, the sensual woman looking out through a camera and saying, you're the most desirable man.
Right.
I want you. And he knows it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
But it hits something in his
right.
heart because that's his insecurity. That's
mm-hmm.
his question. And it's the same thing with the romance movies. Whatever those are, it is a handsome, attentive, listening, caring hero
mm-hmm.
who is pursuing this woman and giving her this signal every day that I really am choosing you. And when she's having a bad day and she treats him horribly and she's mad or she's crying, he goes, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And he moves towards her and he gives her a big hug and he says, can we talk about this? And she pours out her heart and she and he listens. And if she runs away because there's a misunderstanding, he does not let her go.
He keeps going.
He pursues
not until
her.
You feel my love.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's not the real human. It's not a real human male. When you're having a hard day and you're mad at your husband and something's going wrong and you pull away, he's going, oh, thank goodness, because I couldn't think anymore. And okay, good. We need some space and I'll take some space and you take some space and we'll come back together tomorrow and talk about it. And you're as a wife over there in a corner going, he doesn't love me because he didn't pursue me. As opposed to the real human male, the way God has designed you is that all of that emotion was like curdling your brain and you couldn't think and you were worried about saying the wrong thing and hurting her feelings. And oh, thank goodness that I have some time here where I can figure out what I'm thinking and we can come back together tomorrow.
So, I mean, isn't like Christmas Prince or whatever these movies are, it does paint the guy as that's his instinct. Like that's his natural instinct to be pursuing, which it would be great if it was. I would even think
yes,
about it.
Yes, it would be great.
It would be great. And,
I will say it would be.
And I think when a guy is dating a girl because there's an object of pursuit, why does that seem to shift? Because I could see there's a bit of false advertising that wives might feel.
Absolutely false advertising.
Like this
you pursued me up until we got married and then what?
So what happens there?
So here's what we found in all all of these interviews and all these focus groups with these guys is that in their minds, there's something that happens when they actually win the woman, when they actually get married. They see her walk down the aisle. They sign the marriage papers. They are just over the moon excited.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, cool, on to the next thing.
Right.
And in their mind, from that moment on, it never enters their consciousness the question of, does she love me?
Hmm.
Like, literally, of course she loves me. We're married. We're sleeping in the same bed. Mm-hmm. We're making love. You know, we have kids together. Of course she loves. Like, it's just not even a question.
Right.
And they don't realize that in our minds as women, there is no switch that gets flipped to the, oh, I feel permanently loved position, right? Like that doesn't happen. And we have this question in our hearts, this insecurity, the same way that, you know, we've talked in this podcast before about men's insecurity is, am I able? Do I measure up? Am I any good at what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
Women's insecurity is, am I lovable? And in marriage, it's not like that goes away.
No.
It just becomes more like, is he glad he married me? Does he still love me? And we have that question every day. And so a lot of what Jeff and I talk about in marriage conferences is telling the husbands, she has that question every day. She needs to know the answer every day.
Yeah.
But guys don't know that. So they don't understand why suddenly she's feeling like this was false advertising.
Right. And if a guy could understand that his wife is asking, I don't know we're talking to guys, but I'm sure
you can help your husband understand this.
Like for a guy, the question, like if you were to tell your husband, it's the same question, you know, that question of, am I lovable today is the same question that every guy feels when he wakes up and goes, will I matter today? Will I be significant today?
Yeah.
And I think every guy does wake up with that sense of, I don't know if I do. And so for a wife to maybe relate it to that, I know when I'm talking to guys in Ephesians, Paul talks about Ephesians 5. He talks about husbands, cherish your wife like Christ does the church. And that word cherish literally means bring warmth to. It's the word we get thermal.
Oh, interesting.
And so I tell guys that, you know, for most guys, it's not instinctual for us to, when our wives feel prickly and icy and they want to be pursued, but they're not giving off signals.
Yeah.
We don't want to go. We want to
like,
oh,
what does it feel like?
Yeah.
What does it feel like when she's giving the angry signal?
Oh, I need to find another room. I need to find another room with a TV and chips.
It doesn't occur to you, she needs a hug.
No. I need to let her kind of take care of what she needs to take care of. And then we'll come together. Whereas what I hear you saying is that what a wife is longing for is no pursuing in that moment. I think that's why Paul says, no, it's your job not to be the thermometer, just taking a temperature, but to be the thermostat, to cherish, to bring warmth to regulate the temperature. And I think every wife is now going, yes, could you tell my husband that?
So they need to listen to this podcast. The husbands do too.
They do. Yes, and just listen to Paul. Listen to what Scripture's saying. And I think that's why we're bringing up how dangerous these movies could be.
Yes.
Even though they're G.
Well, it's interesting from whether it's a movie or a romance novel.
Right.
Okay. Even if it's a clean romance novel, and of course, many of them are not clean anymore, but even if it's a clean one, it is setting up and I'll just say this out loud, it is setting up not just a false expectation, an inaccurate expectation, but a dangerous expectation. Because then what happens? If it was just like, oh, that's so sweet and it tugs on my heartstrings and that's the end of it, that's fine.
Right.
But if it tugs on my heartstrings and then I start going, well, why didn't my husband, you know, pursue me when I was upset and he didn't give me a hug and he didn't come after me and he's not willing to, you know, listen in the middle of the night and he's not, you know, whatever those things are, then you start comparing your awesome, real, wonderful husband to this fantasy that doesn't exist in the real world. There are not men that are wired by it like this. Essentially, all the men in those romance novels and the movies, they are a woman's fantasy of what a man should be like. And that is not how God designed real, wonderful, loving, great husbands. And thinking about it, ladies, it's essentially a male version of ourselves. And ew.
Right.
Like, do we really want that? No, we actually really don't. And so the question is, have you let yourself believe that this is the way things should be? And it's honestly, it is. I've had those conversations with my daughter. And, you know, because going off college now, you know, and we've talked about this from early days once I realized these were tugging on her heart. And I'm like, you know, that real guys aren't like that. Real men, I start into my list of real men do this. And she's like, Mom, I'm Shanti Feldhahn's daughter. Of course I know how real boys are wired. And I'm like, okay, ha, ha, ha. But really,
do you know?
Do you really know?
Because if we keep filling, I mean, it's like, you know, whatever you fill your mind with, you can't
help
but think.
It's going
to seem normal. Yeah, you're going to normalize it. Just like for guys, no woman wants their man to think that that porn star is the way that their wife should be.
Well, every woman knows the feeling of looking at the cover of a magazine or an image online of a really hot woman in a bikini and
that's
going,
been airbrushed.
And well, that's the thing is that, you know, we feel like we should measure up to that. And then we see the behind the scenes and it's not just airbrushed, it's photoshopped.
Right.
Right? Her thighs were photoshopped to be smaller. This was already a hot model. And even she didn't measure up to her own, you know, to the picture. And we literally physically could never look like that. No human woman, even the hottest model, had to be photoshopped to have a narrower waist and thinner thighs. There is no physical way for a woman to look like that. And it's the exact same thing on the men's side. That is not the male brain. That is not the way God has wired these wonderful, normal men that have been wired by God to be a certain way, and expecting it is only going to lead to dissatisfaction with the real wonderful person that's in our life.
The hope is that the guy is put in situations where he's around other guys that are going to spur him on, and the Spirit could convict him to go, okay, I do need to pursue my wife and cherish her in the way that God has called me to cherish her. But to have that expectation is when disappointment's going to set in.
Well, you can learn as a guy how to pursue. You're never going to, and this is maybe a strong statement, I don't know if you agree with me on this, I don't think any normal, wonderful husband, no matter if he is the best husband on the planet, let's just find the best husband, even that man is never going to measure up to the expectations that can come from those romance movies because men are broken people.
Right.
Just like we women are broken people. You hurt each other's feelings. I have never seen one of those movies mm-hmm. where a man didn't, if he ever hurt a woman's feelings, which doesn't happen very often, but if he ever did hurt her feelings, oh, he comes back, he apologizes, he pursues, he tries to make it right.
You don't see him heading to the couch with a bag of chips and a remote control.
You don't.
Or to the garage and, you know what, I'm going to fix something that actually can work.
Yeah, no, you don't. And so I personally, I think, yeah, absolutely. Let the Holy Spirit and other men mm-hmm. help a man understand how to pursue his wife, but don't ever expect him to be perfect.
Yeah. Because really, Jesus is saying, there's a reason why he says die to self. Because instinctually, men aren't going to naturally respond that way. I don't know that I've ever instinctually said, oh, my wife's mad at me. Now I'm going to do whatever I can to make that happen.
Interesting.
I mean, now I know that's what I need to do. But it's not like I'm going in, oh, I'm happy to do this and I can't wait to do this. It's like, no, I've got to die to myself because my flesh is going, I want to run away. And I
yes.
think most men, that's... when they hurt their wife's feeling, most men are going, I'll wait till she kind of comes around,
yes.
which is sad. It's
yeah.
sad. But I think that's why Jesus says, no, you need to die to self
yeah.
and trust me and move towards your wife, even if you don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Whereas those movies tend to go, every guy is actually feeling this. He's feeling like he wants to pursue no matter what. And that's the, I think the danger is what you're bringing up is that in and of itself, that expectation. So, are we saying then, Shanti, it's time to call the cable company and turn off the Hallmark Channel? Is that
no,
what you're saying? I mean,
no.
I can see Hallmark boycotting our podcast
no.
from here on out.
I actually, now that I actually enjoy those, watching those mm-hmm. movies with my daughter, you know, I want to keep, whether the Hallmark or any other thing, you know, I want to keep watching those.
Right.
But here's, I think that there's basically just two things that come out of this, is that if you do engage in watching those kinds of movies or reading those kinds of books, first of all, examine whether you're able to do this in a healthy way.
Hmm.
Actually, I guess there's three things here.
Okay. 'Cause
examine if you're able to do that in a healthy way. And if you think that it has led to some dissatisfaction, that may be something you need to fast from.
Hmm.
You know, it may be the equivalent of, you know, I have a friend who recognizes she has some addictive tendencies. And so there's some kinds of foods that she eats that just trigger
right.
overeating. And she's just recognized, I just can't. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just can't allow myself to even go there
mm-hmm.
because it'll trigger some unhealthy behavior.
Right.
So think about and be honest with yourself. Like, is this something where you've become dissatisfied in part because you've been filling your brain with fantasy? So that's sort of a first thing. That won't impact everybody because
mm-hmm.
not everybody is in that place. But then the second thing is, no matter what, wherever you are, when you're watching those or you're reading those books, recognize that it is fantasy. It's the equivalent of, you know, a warp drive in science fiction. It doesn't exist. Like,
right.
it's just—
I'm just impressed you brought up warp drive.
Hey, I'm a Trekkie.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, I'm an action movies
yeah.
girl,
yep.
okay? So just recognize that what you're watching is fantasy. And that God did not wire real men in this way. And you can enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
and just like you enjoy sci-fi or
right,
whatever,
right.
okay? But then second, then third, I guess third,
mm-hmm.
is really at that point also use it as an occasion to, instead of risking dissatisfaction, use it as an opportunity to celebrate and look for all the things that are amazing in your normal, real-life husband.
Mm.
And really, truly tell yourself, yeah, you know, he doesn't come after me and, you know, when we've had a misunderstanding. But, you know, I do notice that he does think it through and he is willing to talk about it. It may be a day or two later.
Right.
But, you know, I can tell that he is processing it. And that actually means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
And celebrate that instead of wishing it was something
yeah.
different.
Boy, that's good. You know, it reminds me a little bit of what you're saying is what Paul says in Philippians. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And it is, what are you thinking? What is going into your brain that you're thinking about, dreaming about, desiring? If it's all on the portfolio of Hallmark, you'll probably be set up for disappointment. If that's just part of your portfolio and it's that little thing you escape to every now and then, like I might escape to Marvel, you'll probably be better and more happy in life and better in your marriage. So this is a good question. I enjoy tackling this one. That was great. And as we wrap up questions every wife is asking, it has been fun again, Shante. Look forward to more conversations like this. And we at Family Life want you to know that we are passionate about you experiencing oneness with your husband and with the other key relationships of your life. And so if you need more help and hope, please go to familylife.com. And thanks to all those that have been subscribing to us on Spotify or Stitcher or Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate your support. Also, we want to thank those that are financially getting behind this podcast. Family Life is a nonprofit, so we are dependent upon supporters just like you. And so if you're interested in giving, you can go to familylife.com/podcast and click donate. And I also want to give a special thanks to our audio producer, CJ3, who started the group HusbandsForHallmarkMovies.com, and our project coordinator, Paige Johnson, and the entire production team that make this so easy and fun to do. Next week on Married with Benefits, we close out our season one of Questions Every Wife is Asking, where we went live to a conference that Shante was at, and we wanted to find out what women really are asking and any other questions that they might have had that we didn't answer on this podcast. And you'll find some of that interaction really fun and exciting, and maybe had some questions that you would be thinking as well. So I look forward to you joining us as Shante and I answer these final questions. I'm Brian Goins, seeking to help you love the one you're with. See you next time.